This is the opening market report for Tuesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Joe Camp of Comstock for the opening market discussion. Joe, what's happening with the trade in the grains?
It's a wait and see type of morning for sure on these grain futures. Wondering about the 11 o'clock, that's 11 a.m. Central crop report that we've got out today. It's the last day of September, and so comes the quarterly grain stocks update. That's a really important report because of how it sets the ending stocks for the previous marketing year on corn and soybeans, and also because the government analysts can look back at last year's crops and actually change production, and that's something expected coming in on corn, actually thinking that last year's corn crop could have been just a touch bigger than how it was revised down in January this year. We'll see if that's a component of acreage and or yields being changed. Also, you know, to think about what's left over in terms of grain stocks for the previous marketing year, the previous quarter, you have a say about demand and how that's fared here over the past handful of months. We are pretty high on ethanol usage. We are very impressed on corn exports, but some other items like corn feed, questionable with the lower numbers, certainly lower feeder cattle coming in.
That was Joe Camp with Comstock. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Harvest isn't easy. Long hours, heavy loads, hard miles. But the work doesn't stop when the crop comes out. At Landis, we know next year's harvest is already in the making. It starts with choosing the right seed. It builds with acreage inputs that push your crop further, and it stays sharp with Sky Scout technology that finds issues before they cost you bushels. This isn't chance, it's planning, and it's what we do together. Talk to your Landis advisor or stop at your local Landis location today, and let's get next season started.
December corn down 2 1/4 at 419 1/4. November soybeans down 4 3/4 at 10.05 3/4. October soybean meal down $1.10 at 267 even. October soybean oil down 11 cents at $49. Chicago wheat down 1.5 at 518 even. Minneapolis wheat is down 2 pennies at 567. Kansas City hard red wheat down 1 3/4 at 506 1/2. December oats down 0.5 cent at 307 3/4. On the Merck, October live cattle down 85 cents at 230.48. October feeder cattle down 60 cents at 355.60. October lean hogs down 53 cents at $100.63. October pork cutout unchanged at 105.45. Class 3 milk up 2 pennies at 17.01. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.